The intent of the Healthy Kids Act is to complement the local school wellness policy. Before I said, the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act enforced schools to make a wellness policy, but didn't specify any standards. This is where Iowa's Healthy Kids Act began, and other states have passed similar laws. The Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act is up for revision. It has been proposed that schools with a good wellness policy in place may receive a 6 cent per meal incentive. We may also see a national standard set for competitive foods. If a national standard was set, it would take precedence over Iowa's Healthy Kids Act. But for now, our state's Healthy Kids Act is the only standard for competitive foods we have to follow. The Healthy Kids Act has set a standard for multiple areas of wellness, which are to establish rules for minutes of physical activity on a daily or weekly basis for students, establish rules for nutrition standards for food and beverages sold or provided on the school grounds during the school day. This includes a la carte, vending, and regulated fundraising items. These recommendations do not apply to the school lunch program. The Healthy Kids Act also requires every student to complete a course that leads to certification in CPR and requires area education agencies to contract with one or more licensed dietitians. Iowa's Healthy Kids Act sets nutrition standards for a la carte, vending, and regulated fundraising items. As you can see in the chart, there are specific limits for calories and sodium. Saturated fat can be no more than 10% of calories. Trans fat cannot exceed 0.5 grams per serving. Total fat can make up no more than 35% of total calories. Sugar cannot contribute any more than 35% of total calories. 50% of grains offered must be whole grain. Milk can be low or non-fat, regular or flavored. Milk can't contain any non-nutritive sweeteners. And as you can see, the sugar content allowed in milk will gradually become more strict in the years to come. Fruit juice is allowed, but must be 100% juice and not contain any sweeteners. Water can't have any added non-nutritive sweeteners. Sports drinks, flavored water, and caffeinated beverages are not to be made available to elementary students during the school day, while soda and carbonated beverages are not to be made available to any students during the school day. Schools participating in the National School Lunch Program must comply with specific nutrition standards. District menu planners are encouraged to work toward the 2005 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, but current recommendations are still based on the 1995 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which lacks some of the updated information about trans fat, sugar, and sodium that has since been made available on the 2005 guidelines. It is surprising that the recommendations for school meals is still based off of the 1995 guidelines, 15 years later.